go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. I'm very pleased to say, joined for the first time by Father Benedict Keeley. He is a Catholic priest who founded and runs Nazarene.org, whose mission is to try to help the afflicted Christians of the Middle East at a time when they are being, as we'll discuss with him, persecuted, subjected to horrific attacks of various kinds, genocide indeed. He writes at LifeZet.com. In fact, we'll be talking about an important piece that he's just published there. He is currently on a sabbatical in the United Kingdom and traveling, but has in the past been a pastor of the Blessed Sacrament Parish in Stowe, Vermont. And Father Keeley, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. It's so good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you so much, Frank.
I'm very keen to hear your firsthand accounts about what is going on with the persecuted church in the Middle East. You have, I know, recently been in, I believe, both Syria and Iraq, and had a chance to sort of take stock of all of this firsthand. It's the subject of a new piece in LifeZet, as I mentioned, about the bizarrely disproportionate number of folks coming from Syria who are Christian relative to the numbers of Muslims being admitted to this country. We'll talk about the refugee situation in a moment, but first give us a sense of what the state of play is on the ground at the moment.
Well, the state of play, to slightly correct you, I've been to Iraq now 3 times. I have not yet been to Syria, but that's on the horizon, I hope, in the new year. But the state of play is, I went for the first time in May of 2015, which, as the listeners know, was only about 8 months after all the Christians were driven out of their ancient home in Mosul, the Nineveh Plain, where Jonah the prophet preached, where they've been for 2,000 years. They were all in refugee camps, 80% of them hoping and believing they would be returned to their homes by Christmas of 2015, hoping and believing that the United States, the land of the free and the home of the brave, would be helping them because they're Christians. And as the year went by, of course, that hasn't happened. I was last there in September, before that in January. And they're in despair, basically. They feel abandoned. They feel the West doesn't care for them, care about them. They get some help. Yes, we know they get food and they get some housing.
But it's not enough. We're speaking with Father Benedict Keeley, a man who has been on the ground recently in Iraq trying to assess and help the rest of us understand and address the plight of the persecuted church there. Father, as you were describing this, there has been, unfortunately, an erosion in the optimism of the people, understandably. Talk about your more recent visits and what you've learned from them there.
Well, I sat and talked and listened. In fact, that's the operative word, listened rather than talked, but asked questions. And people felt, from priests, from normal, from husbands and wives sitting there talking, they feel that the U.S. is abandoned. They can't comprehend, quite frankly, Frank, they can't comprehend why the U.S., the Obama administration, seems to be prejudiced against them. They were asking me, why will they not allow us in? Why, we're going to be good. We're going to contribute to American society. We're hard workers. We want to be free. We want to come to a Christian nation. And it was, I'll tell you, it was embarrassing to sit there and try and find an excuse, which, of course, I couldn't find, for why the administration seems to be actively prejudiced against bringing Christians into the United States.
Yeah. Well, there is some, excuse that is offered, Father, and I don't happen to take much comfort from it, nor I'm sure do they, that it's actually the United Nations that is responsible for making these selections, not the United States government, in a rather remarkable derogation of sovereignty. But what do you make of that pretext for the way this is being handled?
Yes, it's the convenient excuse. The Christians won't go into the UN camps, quite simply because the UN camps have been infiltrated by ISIS. because they are being persecuted within the UN camps. They're getting the same knock on the door in camps, even in Jordan, our friends in Jordan. They're getting the same knock on the door or on the tent at night saying, convert or die, get out. So they haven't been able to be processed by the UN. They're again in this sort of unbelievable situation, this no man's land. And secondly, the other excuse is in Iraq, they have the title of IDPs. IDPs, who are internally displaced persons. For the listeners, that would be rather like after Hurricane Katrina, the people who were forced to leave New Orleans had to go to places like Houston. Well, in a sense, they were IDPs, but they didn't lose all their rights in the United States, whereas the IDPs, as they're called, the Christians forced at knife and gunpoint out of their homes by ISIS, who cannot go home, are refugees, but it's convenient to call them IDPs. That also means, Frank, that they can't even come and visit. We've had nuns refused visas to visit the United States and England. Just 2 weeks ago, I was in Parliament in London and heard from the Syriac Orthodox Patriarch, who rather embarrassingly told the parliamentarians that he had invited two bishops to England to come with him to consecrate a church in London to meet Prince Charles, and the British government had denied them visas because they are IDPs. This is pathetic.
Yeah, Father, this is indeed a pretty serious indictment of the Western nations, including our own. To the extent that the Obama administration is, of course, now about to leave office, what are the prospects for a new administration under Donald Trump taking a different tack, do you think? And is that what is expected and hoped for from the people on the ground that you've been dealing with in Iraq?
Absolutely. I'm not prejudiced. I'm not a member of any party. In fact, I'm not a citizen of the United States. I am a resident alien. So I have nothing to represent. But every person I spoke to, this was in September, obviously before the election, was praying for the victory of President-elect Trump, as he is now. They trust him because he said that he would help them. So it's time to, we pray in January, put up.
You know, one of the things that he has, of course, indicated with respect to this whole refugee process has been the necessity of, what I call stopping the importation of more jihadists. The way he's put it is that we're not going to be admitting more people who don't share our values. It would flow from that, presumably, that there would be a willingness to allow in people who do. And I gather that you feel rather strongly that that's what we're talking about with respect to these Christians in Iraq and Syria, for that matter, who have been unable to get through the wickets of the UN, but who are nonetheless very much people who share our values.
They are people who share our values. They are people, they are Christians. There are no ISIS infiltrators. I would stake my life on this. It's impossible for ISIS to be with them because they've been driven out by ISIS. They all know each other. They share our values. They would contribute greatly to society. And the fundamental point is they have been declared victims of genocide. Why would you not prioritize for immigration people who have been declared by, including extraordinarily, and it took it long enough, by the Obama administration itself, a people that is facing genocide? You prioritize them. You do not put them at the bottom of the line. Obama kind of sneered at one point about the idea of prioritizing for religion. Well, a people who are being slaughtered because of their religion must be prioritized. If we'd done that in 1938, perhaps we wouldn't have 6 million members of the Jewish faith dead now.
Father Benedict Keeley, I appreciate so much your visiting with us and your courage in speaking out on behalf of those that you've also had the courage to go and visit with in their native and very difficult situations in the Middle East at the moment. Thank you for the work you do at Nazarean.org, and I hope that you will come back to us soon with updates, especially as we see how the new administration proceeds in all of these areas. In the meantime, stay well, sir. Godspeed. Next up, Gordon Chang joins us. We'll talk with him about China seizing our drone, that and more straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.